Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An Erios production.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
Hi everyone and welcome to The Big Ones! Each week we discuss new ethical questions, ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain-busting moral choices.
The questions can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. Will you like what you see?
Sarah Beth Lund.
Maybe.
Yes, you will.
I think you will. I think you will, Sarah. So full disclosure, Sarah Lund is my sister.
I've got the Lund sisters in front of me, and I don't know what to do with them both.
We got the fun buns and the big ones.
Is that what you call yourself, the big ones?
Well, no, David used to call me the big one.
Who's David?
You've met David before. He hasn't been around in a while, but he is one of my good friends, but I haven't seen him.
The Lund sisters are like the virgin suicide girls.
Yeah, we've got drama.
Yeah.
Well, but David is like the Lund brother, but he's the black sheep. Like he's disappeared and we can't find him.
Mm. Yeah, he's doing something.
Yeah, he's gone missing.
I tell you what, he's going to get a reckoning when he comes back into town. I tell you what.
I hope. Well, stay away, David. I'm getting weird vibes from the Lund sisters about you. You stay. You're safer where you are.
Now, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on The Big Ones. We should also give a shout out because Sarah runs the Erios social media.
Yeah, she does. She does it.
Amanda, Maria, you're like pulling the curtain back.
There's no curtain, Sarah. It's a glass. Oh. It's a glass window and it's broken. It's already been shattered.
Well, that's partially true, but I like to feel like, I feel like when people send like DMs and stuff to the Erios messages on Instagram, I feel like they think they're talking directly to you. And usually I send it to you. I mean, mostly if they're offering like money or food or artwork. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, oh, they think they're like messaging Amanda and Maria, but they aren't. They're getting like second best. They're getting a Lund. So I guess,
as long as they're getting somewhere in the bloodline, that it's okay.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm associated, so like I'm part of it. I'm part of the Erios family.
Yeah, and you should say that every time you answer it. And you should go, and you're lucky that I'm responding to this.
That's what I do. I'm very professional. You could have some of your listeners write in, some people who have sent us messages and give witness to how good of a job I do.
And full disclosure, I just need to tell everyone what's going on over here is I'm lying down and I'm maybe checked out a little.
Oh, Maria, have you been eating some of those marijuana gummy bears?
No, but I did have a chocolate croissant for breakfast. And I'm just, I'm laying down.
So, Maria, have you hit some sort of wall?
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah, I think I have, Amanda. I think you hit the nail on the head right there.
She does look very relaxed.
That's a nice way to say it.
You look... Maria looks more relaxed than I've ever seen her, I think, in my entire
knowing
Maria.
Well, looks can be deceiving, Sarah.
She's literally rubbing her eyes like a cartoon with closed fists. Like she's about to do a big yawn. And she's holding a little blankie.
It's her blankie. It's her pink blankie.
My blankie.
And we'll post a picture, but just to set the scene, Sarah has her background as some sort of, how do you describe this, Sarah? What is this?
Amanda, you know very well that this is my bedroom.
It looks like like a salon, like a blow dry bar in Glendale is what it looks like.
Well, I mean, when I decorated this bedroom, which is real behind me, my bedroom, where I sleep and where I live, I was inspired by Anna Nicole Smith and RuPaul, but like RuPaul from maybe 10 years ago. So
Sarah, do you think feather boa, because I notice a feather boa sort of sensually draped over a mirror back there. Do you think feather boas are going to come back in vogue?
I don't think they ever went out of vogue. If I was dressing, if I haven't dressed in 10 years, when I say dressing, I mean like putting on a L-E-W-K, a look, I would have worn a feather boa out. I'm sure I did wear a feather boa out.
Why?
I feel like we should, you know, celebrate.
Why does a feather boa have to go around the shoulders? Do you know what I mean? Or around the neck?
Well, where else would it go?
Around your ankles or something.
Where, Maria?
Around your ankles or something, just like to have a little fun with it. Or like, couldn't you like
a belt?
Yeah, couldn't you? Yeah, like a belt. Like, is it not sensual to have a feather boa draped around your hips?
There are no rules.
I've seen them wrapped around the head. I really like that look.
You can make wristlets. You can make a choker, you know. That's hip with the kids right now.
Why don't they make boa bracelets, mini boas?
They do. Have you been to Claire's? Hello.
Not like that. They don't have them that look like that. That are feather full of feathers. I've seen bracelets, but I've never seen a boa that maybe your American Girl doll could wear. You know, why didn't they ever make an American Girl doll with a boa? Showgirl, you know, Tina the showgirl.
That's inappropriate. Tina the showgirl. Well, I mean, the little 10-year-old. I guess like Shirley Temple.
Yeah,
toddlers and tiaras. Toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah, but it would have been like Tina was born, you know, like in 1910 and it's 1920 and she's, you know, on the vaudeville circuit. And she's got her boa and her box of, you know, her box of tricks, you know.
And her stage mom.
Yeah, her stage
mom.
Green
lights is a escort.
Gina.
I want a toddler and tiara doll. I think that'd actually be really fun.
You realize I can make this for you.
Yeah, you should. This, you should do the
Sarah can make
it.
So Sarah can make anything, you guys. So if you want something made, she's just like able to. What do you call yourself?
Just like weird stuff. Like if you want something that doesn't exist to be made. I mean, I'm not talking like, I'm not like an iron worker. I'm not going to be like welding gigantic bars.
She made me an airplane hat once, which was my best Halloween costume ever.
Yeah, it really.
And
was
it really
nice.
Spinned. Remember that
part?
Yeah,
it was the coolest Halloween costume ever. And she made me a puppet, a Linda Munns puppet.
That I liked. I feel like I learned from that because I didn't have that good quality stretchy fabric you're supposed to use. Stretch felt.
I think that puppet's really nice looking.
Thank you, Maria. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So, Sarah, do you have a little big one you'd like to discuss today?
I do. I was thinking about it for a while, and everything that was coming up in my head, like all my dilemmas, are very dark-sided. But, no. It runs in the family. But I was watching the news, and a little fire happened in my belly because I got a little bit pissed because with all the drama happening in the world, the news is spending way too much time on feeling bad for teens because they can't go to their prom or they're not having their graduation. And I don't feel bad for them. I don't feel like that's something that, you know, they say, oh, this is a, what they call it? not a threshold. That's not right. But like
it's
moment
a rite
in
of
your
passage.
Life. But it's not.
Well, no, but that's what they believe.
But I've also been driving even around, like taking walks around my neighborhood. There are houses with like professionally printed signs that are like, congrats, grad. Like, and there's like 10 of these. Just
do they have their names on them
people?
Or does it just say congrats, grad? Because if you've got.
Yeah, they're like professional photos.
Well, that's
Maria,
expensive.
Did your family celebrate graduation? Because I also feel like, Sarah, as Lund, our families weren't really big on milestones like that. Like, I think for my graduation, we did like a nice brunch.
Well, yeah. I didn't like come in on an elephant or anything. I don't know what do you mean by celebration? Like, we had a brunch. Yeah, we had brunch. And then, like, we had some people over.
Are these achievements? Are these, like, yes. I mean, I know you say milestone, but it makes sense to me, like, if you were lived in a community where or half of the people dropped out of high school or something like that, where it's really a huge thing to be graduating. But here it's just like, oh, you turned 18. Or, like, it's just the same thing with Sweet 16 parties. Why?
Did anyone here go to grad night?
We didn't have that.
I did. I went by myself. As you know, where they just lock you in the gym. Well, Amanda and I went to the same high school, though. But yeah. I graduated.
They lock you in the gym. What happened?
Yeah, because they don't want you to drunk drive. So they came up with this idea. Well, some high schools get to go to Disneyland for grad night, and you spend all night at Disneyland. But our high school, they just put everyone in the gym.
But that's fine. See, that for me is like, okay, well, if you're just like celebrating by yourself. But I'm talking about, why is it a news story? Why are we feeling bad for these kids?
I had been watching more in May than right now, but I have been watching the news, and Del Taco was bringing me a lot of congratulations. Like, the news would be like, it would be like the 5 o'clock news, and it would be like, we're downtown with the protests. And then it would be like, before the commercial break, it would be like, Del Taco wants to congratulate. And it would have like five names of people that graduated.
See, now that's like community. So I get it, and where it's like, okay, Del Taco gets their name out there, and then they also get to pretend like they care about their community.
I don't think they're pretending, Sarah. I mean, I think they mean it.
See, dark-sidedness. Maybe it's just my own projection of things, but it really enrages me. And maybe I'm enraged because I should be focusing on other things that should enrage me more, and I'm just denying those things and focusing on these petty things. Maybe, but I mean, I tell you what,
a family secret. The Lund displaced rage.
Am I entitled in a way by thinking that I'm better than these people because they're entitled to make everybody celebrate them buying a sexy dress and going to a dance or doing something that they're going to be doing anyway?
Sarah, I'm hearing layer upon layer. I'm hearing layer upon layer. And I don't think I don't think this is one issue here. I think this is more.
Maria, what you don't understand is, out of the list I kind of mentioned to Amanda, this was the least dramatic, dark-sided thing I could think of.
This
is
the least. We have to unpack the least. I get that.
But I understand, like, I think graduation is, like, a bigger deal than having to miss. Well, actually, I don't know if that's true, because I don't think, for me, walking at graduation with, like, whatever, the cap and gown was that important. Other than, like, I know Maria and I, that we got a great photo together.
Yeah. But we could have photoshopped that. You know, with Photoshop these days, you don't need that. You can do that in the comfort of your own home.
But Sarah, did you ever wear a cap and gown?
I did, but it was like, it didn't feel like something to celebrate, though. I felt embarrassed. Maybe I just feel embarrassed about my existence.
Wait, hold on a second. Are we talking about college graduation or high school?
No, high school and college. Both I felt embarrassed. And you know me, I'm not shy.
I know. Well, you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed about your college education.
Well, we all
that
are.
That I am embarrassed about. Yeah,
we all are. But
well, this is the thing. Do I feel this way because of my personality or my own experiences, or is there some truth in it that we should not be focusing on these things, and instead, like, I don't care. I'd rather see like 5 seconds of a cute otter video and then back to the important things at hand, like the protest and, you know, the coronavirus and stuff like that, and not spend 25 minutes looking at some teenagers hanging out of cars with, you know, throwing cake at each other. I don't know.
What year is it? Teenagers hanging out in cars.
No, Maria, that's what it is, because at first the city just said, like, in LA at least, they were like, car parades are fine. Because before they were like, don't do car parades because it's, you know, gathering people.
I'm in a car parade every day at 5 o'clock. It's called a rush hour.
No, you're
hour.
Not, girl.
It's
called rush hour. Traffic doesn't exist anymore. She's going backwards.
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that prom is stupid, number one. Whatever, okay. We get it. Amanda was prom queen. I was nominated. Sarah.
Oh, wait, you were nominated?
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal, but.
Okay, I need to hear more about this because I didn't win.
And Christy Bonham might be listening, and she won. Christy, congratulations. I get it. You won.
What a B-I-T-C-H.
No, Christy deserved it. She was more popular, whatever. Anyway, prom is stupid. It's a way for us to dress up in gowns and be displayed before our peers. But.
Okay. So, how about this? So, I'm trying to think of, like, teenage me. I feel like I would feel the exact same way 17, 18-year-old Sarah, even though I wasn't as much of a curmudgeon back then as I am now. But what about teenage Maria and teenage Amanda? I mean, I know Amanda cried because her prom dress didn't come in time.
That was horrible. That? I've told this story before. I had the cutest little prom dress. Sarah, you helped me pick it out.
I did, but...
We went to New York City on a family trip. I found the cutest little tangerine. It was so short. It was like this little silk dress with ruffles. It was so cute. It was super short. And Sarah even said you should wear a cute little underwear in case when you're dancing, your skirt lifts up.
God, the Lund sisters are sick. The Lund sisters are freak shows.
Sarah used to dress me up for all special occasions, and I'd always like be the best dress because Sarah dressed me. But anyway, so the dress was it got tailored in New York. It was supposed to arrive in Long Beach like a week before the prom, but it got stuck on a train somewhere, so it never arrived. And so the day before prom, I was sobbing at school, and the principal said, "You can go. Go to the mall. Leave class. I'm writing you a note."
Privilege. That's white privilege. That is absolutely white privilege.
I know. It is white privilege. Ugh.
This story
It wasn't
the
principal.
Worst.
It was the ASB. It was the ASB
I can just
teacher.
Imagine her like grabbing you by the shoulder and saying, "Go, Amanda, go. Go. Just go."
Just so everybody knows, that was nowhere near my high school experience.
They were saying, "Sarah, get back here."
They're like, "Sarah." And they took the whip. They're like,
"Yeah.
To do.
Okay, well, I think it's prom is dumb now, but I do understand that people grow up thinking there's going to be certain milestones in their life that they look forward to, like graduation, prom, marriage, you know, their
christening,
their christening, their 21st birthday party,
and not everybody's gonna get married.
That's all. Yeah, that's fine. And some people are really bummed about that and some people aren't. But the thing is, it's that we look forward to these things. And then if they don't happen for people, you feel bad, because if everyone else in America got to have that thing, and then there's this one class that they go, "Well, prom's canceled, Danny." You know,
Danny Zuko.
Yeah, Danny Zuko. I mean, can you imagine if you would have told?
Yeah,
Danny?
Maria, I would like to role play right now where you have to tell Danny Zuko that he can't go to prom because it's canceled because of COVID.
Amanda, is Amanda Danny, or are you Danny?
Amanda is Danny Zuko.
Sarah's Danny.
Okay. Well, I'm
no.
Not
she's
a, I'm
who's
not
the
a...
girl that the hottest dancer in the what's that what the
oh I'm Chi Chi yeah the... I'm Cha Cha some Italian
say?
Last name
she's got the
I'm Cha Cha the hottest dancer in this town.
You know who we're talking about, Amanda, right?
Oh, well, is this Greece?
Yes.
All right. And
okay. How about this? Wait, Maria, you're Danny Zuko, and then Amanda plays, you know, like Sandy, and then, you know, Sandy, no, wait, I'm confusing myself.
She's Rizzo, and I'm Danny, and Sandy's been killed, and I need to go find out who's killed Sandy, so I'm talking to Rizzo.
Wait, I thought this was about prom being canceled.
Well, it was.
Well, prom is really important in the movie Grease.
No, it's not.
Don't they go to prom and do their big dance?
Yeah, they do the
dance. It's not a prom.
Okay, dance was so important, then just imagine how important prom was to those kids.
Well, I mean, in the 1950s.
That's so funny.
Well, let me just say this. Even though I was prom queen, that was someone cheated. That was
who? It was probably that same teacher that let you go off.
Wait. Somebody cheated on behalf of you?
Yes, I told you that there was one popular boy who liked me, and he filled out like 20 ballots.
Jazz?
No, it wasn't Jazz. It was Brett.
I tell you what, being a fun buns, her life has been real tough, ladies and gentlemen.
That is tough to have to live that lie. Are you kidding?
I know.
Think of how Amanda, think of the weight Amanda had on her shoulders as they crowned her queen of the school.
Even when she didn't have a sexy dress on, she had to go with a sophisticated look instead of.
It was horrible.
Are you sure it didn't come to your house and your dad hid it? If it was that short and your dad, it was somewhere.
My dad wouldn't have cared.
He doesn't care.
He would have said, go with God.
No, he wouldn't have. He would have handed you, he would probably handed you $60 and said, have a good time. 60?
Amanda, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I understand Sarah's triggered by these events and seeing all these teens sort of saying, like everyone sort of catering to these teens. But, and also it is, I think this is what's happening is the news thinks this is like a feel-good story. But I, like Sarah, am kind of sick of it. I'm sick of these car parades. I think let's just all accept that prom was canceled and agree, like, I'd rather see videos of otters.
And there's, like, this is cancel culture, baby, you know? And it's, prom is just, what's going to be next? But prom just, it was their time.
So we're all bad people. Are we all bad people?
No.
Like, is that where the morality comes in?
Prom's the problem.
Prom is the problem.
But Sarah, I know for a fact that you were disappointed because you were supposed to go see a concert that got canceled by coronavirus. What was it again?
Shania Twain.
Okay, and so would you have felt better if a parade of cars drove by the house blasting Shania Twain?
You know, this is why. I was disappointed because I was going to see a friend of mine, a long-distance friend who's a really close friend of mine, and I haven't seen her in years. And so that is what I was disappointed
Sarah,
about.
Right, Sarah. So you wouldn't have cared if your friend would have said, you know what, let's rip up these tickets and let's go get a coffee bean.
Oh, she would never. She's a Shania freak. She loves Shania.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been an awesome concert. But okay, so I understand where Sarah's coming from. I think because of your high school and college experiences, this is triggering for you because you never got a car parade.
I never got a car parade.
Well, I'll give you a car parade. It's called the 110 at 6 p.m.
Yeah. But even if I did, I feel like I would have been kind of embarrassed. Like, aren't people embarrassed?
No one's embarrassed. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
No one's embarrassed.
It's not moral. Like that's the moral quandary, is because I feel like I'm very moral because I would be embarrassed and ashamed if I was out there honking my highfalutin horn saying, look at me, world.
Look, teens.
Look at me. I did something that everybody does.
Teens are teens, and teens think that they're the center of the world. And teens are bad, and teens are good, and teens are always made of wood. But put a teen in water blue, and teens will always be there for you.
Bravo.
Okay, so now let's take a quick break. Oh, no, wait. Actually, Sarah, before we take a break, would you please demand that our listeners rate and review the podcast and consider subscribing to our Patreon?
Okay, guys, so Amanda and Maria have finally brought in the big guns here. They said, we need to get a name in here. We need to get somebody that everybody knows to tell them, somebody who also has the facts, who knows from the inside what's been going down and how hard these gals work, how hard I work.
Yeah, she sees the numbers, you guys. She sees the numbers.
I see the numbers. You subscribing and commenting and rating affects me. It affects my paycheck. It does.
That's true.
They pay me in Skittles.
She works on commission.
And beans. Yeah. And when there's like, you know, they say, oh, you know, we're probably going to have to shut down this entire company. You'll be out on the street, Sarah. You'll have nothing to eat. There'll be no car parades. Nothing, because we have fans and listeners, so-called fans, who refuse. They absolutely refuse to follow on Patreon. They absolutely, I mean, they might like, you know, follow on Patreon, like, and then not rate and subscribe or what have you. You know, I don't know how it works.
Well, you know? Sarah, I think that was really all over the place, but I think that they'll be able to find something in there that hits home.
Maria, well, I'm we'll sorry,
you know, magic on that.
Yeah, I'm not an improviser, so
it came flying out of you though. You couldn't stop that train. Okay, so we'll be back after this quick break with our big one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we are back with a Vegas-themed big one that's going to send our heads spinning.
Whoa.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
You are a mid-level advertising exec with conservative values. You're a family person. You got a wife, children, one on the way, and a strong moral code. Your boss at the ad firm, Dave, can be hot-tempered and rash. Dave gives you a big account for a regional bank. You know that if you successfully manage the account, your place at the firm will be solidified. Hey, you might even get that promotion. If you mess it up, on the other hand, it's likely you'll be fired. You and the CEO of the big account, Bob, he's an old school guy with liberal social views and a socialite wife named Debbie, must go together to Vegas, the city of sin, to take part in a trade show. The trade show goes off without a glitch. Bob decides he wants to go out and celebrate. You meet Bob at the bar, even though you don't drink, because your job is to keep Bob happy, and you're charging his rum and cokes to the company card. Bob is going hog wild. And then he drops a bombshell and asks you to send some female entertainment up to his penthouse suite. If you do not send Bob female entertainment, there's a good chance you'll lose the account. Does what happened in Vegas really stay in Vegas? Should you defy your moral code to get Bob a few prostitutes?
Wow.
Whoa. So where now, did this come from? Who's
so Sarah requested a Vegas themed big one because Sarah's a Vegas pro.
She's a Vegas baby.
Yeah.
I'm not a pro, but you know.
You're a Vegas baby. I remember for Amanda's bachelorette party, you were walking around the D like you own the place. And to be honest, I'm not sure you don't.
Yeah, no, I was throwing tips. I was making everybody feel
pretty good. And all the D workers were, when you walk down those, you know, those halls, their little eyes lit up.
Dollar bill.
Let's just say you want to go to Vegas with SBL, Sarah Beth Lund, because she gets comped.
Yes, she does.
I do, because that is my, I wouldn't even say it's my vice, but in my, I'm a gal in my 30s, and it's something that I enjoy. I like to escape,
sure.
Even if I'm paying for the escape. So I just love it. It is an adult Disneyland. Some people don't like it. I love it. Anything goes.
Yeah,
anything
but at
goes
Disneyland, you know, after Splash Mountain, you can't not pay your rent.
That is
I don't
true.
Know, Maria. I think you can drop a pretty penny at Disneyland.
Well, especially on Splash Mountain if your pockets aren't closed.
But we got to get back to Bob and Vegas. So, and we're okay. So we have to remember this. We're all more liberal minded people who might not have as big of an issue with sex workers as the persona in the dilemma who's a conservative has, you know, is more.
What's her name? Diane?
The main person, I don't think they have a name. Should we make it a woman?
Oh, we don't know if it's a, so is the spouse of us, of the character we're playing, the conservative who wants the big promotion, our spouse is with us?
No, the spouse is not with us.
Okay, but our boss, Bob?
Yeah. Bob, or the CEO, Bob is the person, the client we have to impress.
So we're just partying with him. He didn't bring his wife or anything like that.
No, Bob's on his own, baby. Bob travels with nobody.
Yeah. But would you guys use the company card to send a sex worker to Bob's suite?
Of course.
See, this is the thing. You can't use your company card. You have to pay in cash.
Mm. Yeah,
did
but
you guys see Hustlers? Like, you have to take them to a place where they swipe the card.
Someone
and you
gave
cut.
Me petty cash. So, the ladies that I'm hiring, you know, cost nickels. You know what I mean? I'm not going high end. I'm going bottom of the barrel because at this point, Bob's had 10 rum and cokes and he's seeing stars. Well, I just don't think there's, especially in Vegas, like I would have a problem if it was somewhere else, but prostitution is legal in Vegas. And so
that's
not like, and so it's not like I'm doing something where if I did it, I could get in trouble and like, because that would be my number one fear. This is something where it's literally a service that you can get in Vegas. And if I might even run it past my boss before I did it. And if they were like, because Bob isn't my boss. There's another boss.
But this is the thing. The boss will be okay with it, and you know the boss will want you to do whatever it takes to make him happy. You, on the other hand, fundamentally don't. You're like a religious man, and this goes against your moral code. You're a woman, whatever. I don't know. I don't see gender.
Okay, this is the thing. I only feel it. Even if this is the case, so getting the promotion and being good standing, like you're not putting like people out of their homes. Okay. If anything, even if it's maybe not on your same moral like standpoint, everybody wins because Bob gets his pleasures and maybe an STD, and the ladies who are working get compensated for what they're doing.
Is Bob married?
Yes.
Oh,
to Diane.
Yeah. Oh, that's who Diane is.
But the thing is, too, it's so easy because they hand out those cards. They literally hand you, like, playing cards on the street. There's worker guys with have sexy pictures.
Pimps.
Of like, no, they're not pimps. It's like a thing. So companies hire them. So literally you could be walking down the strip, and if you're a man, they'll be, like, these guys wearing these little newspaper smocks, and they'll hand you cards that say, like, sexy Amanda with, like, a picture of, like, a sexy lady. Just call this number, sexy and the lady shows up at your hotel room. Actually, it's funny because
I know what you're going to say, Sarah.
A trip to Vegas, somebody handed, like, I don't know if it was our uncle or
no,
who,
dad.
Dad, some of those cards. We're there as a family. And the two cards that he got, one was Sarah and one was Amanda, two blondes. And I took a picture of it. I think I posted it on Facebook or something.
Well, anyway. He gave them to us as souvenirs.
Yeah.
We used to go to Vegas like twice a year as a family.
Me
it was
too.
Our favorite.
We did
it was
too.
So it's so great for families.
Treasure Island, baby. That's where we took in Golden Nugget.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
We were always so jealous of our cousins who got to stay at Treasure Island because we'd always stay at Circus or the Flamingo. Oh.
No,
or the
Tropicana. We wouldn't always. We would stay. Yeah, we stayed at Treasure Island one time.
We did.
We would stay wherever Mom would get the best deals. Because she would have to find, like, a package deal.
So you slept on the pirate ship. It was where the one swam out to their room.
I wish. Oh, no, sorry. I'm thinking of not Treasure Island. Excalibur is the one I always wanted to stay at.
Why?
Yeah, we never got to go there. Yeah, but Circus had it, too. But we stayed there once, and we didn't like it because there's too many kids. Even though we were kind of young.
We were mature.
There was too many kids.
But let me say this. So sounds like we're all down with with sex work. Okay, like we're all, the three of us are like, we don't see a moral issue with it.
Well, I don't know if I'd go across the board that like, yeah, but I'm just saying like where it's legal and it's, you know, done responsibly. And if it's for someone else that I'm like, well, I don't see much of a problem. But the fact that he's married is a problem. And then I'm an accessory to that.
But my question is, what if we tried to sub prostitution with something else that the three of us in real life are like not really okay with. And I'm trying to think what that would be without it being too dark. It should be something that's like on the cusp. That's a debate.
Oh no, all I can think of is dark side.
I know, don't put
it. It would need to be something legal, but it would have to be.
Okay, how about this? Okay, they want Bob, instead of wanting a prostitute, he says, go buy me a puppy from a pet shop.
Oh no.
And bring it to me. Well, or go buy me a kitten, like a purebred kitten from a pet shop.
But I don't understand. Isn't that like, no matter what, it's like you're still, if you're taking a pet out of a pet shop, you're giving it a better life.
No, but you're supporting pet shops.
And that there's always going to be some dum-dum who will buy that, like that pet, like there's going to be some dum-dum who will buy it and then they'll produce more. So by you making a choice to save another animal's life that may die, like you can be like, oh, okay, this animal's either going to die or I'm going to adopt it, or there's like this animal's in a shop and it's going to be purchased by somebody else.
So I missed the mark. I thought we'd all be against pet shops.
Well, no, but I am. But really,
what about a cockfight? Okay, what about none of us like cockfights, right?
No, I don't like Maria? That. No,
I don't. But I just don't see. There's something. My problem. You're trying to equate it to something else, and I'm saying I do have a problem with getting Bob a prostitute or a lady of the night or whatever Bob calls them, a woman of the streets. Because he's married, and I become then an accessory to helping him do something bad. So, like, we don't have to make it puppy farms or puppy mills or puppy stores. I don't even know what puppy store would be open at that time of night.
See, my solution would be to, okay, let's come up with, like, a way to trick Bob. What would be the lesser of two evils?
Oh, like, you say you're sending up a prostitute, but really you send up, like, a big grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, or...
Or a puppy. Yes, but from a shelter.
Or you just drag it out. If he's too drunk, if he's, like, 10 bourbons in the wind, maybe in the long run it won't matter if you don't do it or not. You can just, like, is it better to kind of tell a little lie the next day when he's hungover and be like, yeah, I sent them up, and
yeah, they said you were asleep. It? I know what you have to do. You have to say, okay, go to your room, I'm gonna send up a prostitute.
I know where this is going, and then I like it.
Okay, I'm just, for this, I'm gonna say you're a man or whatever you are. You go to the hotel shop, you grab a sexy outfit, you get your feather boa, and you go in there, but you play the game of cat and mouse.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Okay. But what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I don't really know. You just keep hiding.
So you're saying go in there like a cartoon cow, like trying to get a bull to
like a Looney Tune.
Yeah, like a Looney Tune with like fake eyelashes and like a mop head as like your hair. Yeah. And you do a little wiggle and then his eyes turn into hearts and then you keep inching away because he's getting too close.
Yeah.
See, even if I'm conservative, I would come up with a clever solution like that, for example, where anything could happen, and then by the end of the experience, everybody's so confused by what happened that you completely forget about the moral quandary you had about getting an actual real-life prostitute.
Well, let's do an improv of just the next day.
Okay.
Like, someone can be Bob, someone can be... whoever the other worker is, and
I'd like to be the prostitute who's it just existing in the world, because we'll find out if you hired me or
okay,
not. We don't
right.
know. I could
and
be playing slots.
Amanda, I'll be Bob, and then Amanda, you be the worker who is trying to please me, and I'm trying to find out what happened last night. Okay.
Okay. So you don't remember? Oh, this is actually good. This is actually really good because I could even just the next day, I hire a prostitute to pretend like they slept together.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Good morning, sunshines.
Wow, quite a night, huh?
Yes, it was. I feel good today, baby. I'm ready to go.
You remember Roxy, don't you?
How could I forget that face?
Yes, I am Roxy.
Well, yes, I'm she Bob. Is Roxy.
Hi, do you like my beautiful pink wig?
Ooh, baby, from where I'm sitting, that looks red hot.
My sexy tube top?
Ooh, from where I'm sitting, that looks like the cat's meow.
Yes, it's 10 in the morning, but, you know, it's still Vegas party time, so you want to go another round?
Look, Roxy, had a great time last night, but...
Put it on the company card.
Well, wait, yeah, hold on. Just give me. I just want to ask a question real quick. What happened last night? Because I just kind of
see. I just was. I see. What I'm really trying to get to is that I left some stuff in your room.
No, you know, I left some stuff. I know what I left you're some doing. Stuff. You
get this out of here. This hey, is trying Bob. To get,
no, I'm serious.
I have
get
never in my life.
No, Bob, you don't get to talk to her
security.
Like that.
Security.
Hey,
I'm just gonna.
Hey, guess what? Roxy's not really a lady of the night. It's your wife in a pink wig.
How dare you? How dare you do this to me?
You get out of here.
No, Bob. Bob, no. If Bob was talking like that, there's no way I'm getting Bob a prostitute. Absolutely
what about our
not.
Sacred vows, Bob?
Bob is horrible.
What did you expect? And the prostitute
Bob,
wanted
you forgot
to get back
our
up.
Anniversary. They flew me here to
I
celebrate
didn't forget
our anniversary,
your anniversary
as a
baby.
Surprise.
What? Look at this.
You forgot our anniversary.
No, I didn't,
you,
baby. Look
you
at this.
Got a prostitute.
Oh, he's showing you his boner.
What about this, baby? Happy anniversary to me.
How come you're only sexually attracted to me if I'm wearing this tube top and a pink, like wig?
You do
like
the
Britney
math,
Spears.
Sweetheart.
Are you saying that you don't really love me as a person anymore?
I'm saying I want a divorce.
Okay, listen, this trade show was awesome, but I gotta get back. I gotta
where are you
get back
going?
Home.
Where are you going?
I gotta. I'm
you come
conservative.
Here. You come here and. And
no. Get away from me.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of interested in learning more about like the conservative lifestyle as. You know, I want to get out of this marriage. My husband is corrupt. He's hiring prostitutes.
I didn't hire anyone.
So I'd like to learn more about, like, you know, having better values. Maybe I can find a man. I mean, are you, I don't know if you're a man or woman, but are you single? You seem like you have high values.
I'm not single, but I do have high values. But I've got a friend named Richard, who I'd love to introduce
Richard.
You to. He's
okay.
He's a widower.
Oh, okay. And he doesn't like, is, you know, he doesn't mind the way I look and stuff. Like, it's okay if I just wear like no makeup and stuff. Like, I won't be wearing this pink sexy wig and this tube top and things. Like, he's not shallow like my ex.
No, Richard's he's the deepest man I know.
Yeah, well, why is so deep? He probably can't.
Crummy scumbag like my ex.
This is ridiculous. This is my hotel room. And this is my life, and this is my world. Oh my God!
Okay.
What
scenes? I don't want to hear Bob do a monologue.
Bob is a jerk.
I don't need a monologue from that creep. I really don't.
I thought Bob was lost, but I think his story of redemption is going to be something real, real nice.
So, okay, final answers. Do we get Bob a sex worker?
Not if he's married. I can't. If he's not married, I kind of don't have a problem with asking around to see like how that, you know, but if it's legal in Vegas.
Asking around. You're such a sicko. I think I'm going to go with no, because I think you get someone a prostitute once, fine, but then are you going to have to do this every time you go to a trade show? Like, I just don't think this is the right job for me. And in fact, I think I'm going to start my own firm.
Good luck. Good luck. I'd like to see you try.
Yeah, but let me just ask you this. Would it be against, like, the rules of this kind of, like, game to, like, find like a middle ground where you pretend to be the prostitute, or you
can do whatever you want, Sarah. That's your you know what? If you're in the situation, I'd love to see you put on the head of a mop and go in there and dance around. I'd prefer it. I'm sure Bob would prefer it too.
Yeah. I mean, in our dreams, of course, we can do whatever we want. But for the purposes of the big ones, we have to play by the rules and give a yes or no. So that's just how it works.
So do you think, well, one more question. Is lying the next day worse than hiring the prostitute?
No.
Is lying to get out of it and say you did hire somebody?
It's a slippery slope. I think they're... But I think hiring a sex worker is probably worse than the white lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if I'm a man, even if I'm conservative, I watch so much Dateline. I know that even like pastors and stuff do creepy stuff. So I feel like I'd probably get the prostitute. Okay. Maybe I'm the one who would do that.
Yeah.
Because I love my family. And I'd do anything for them.
And Bob loves his family, too. And don't you forget it. Yes, don't you forget it.
He's a sleaze.
No, Bob. Yes, Bob's monologue.
You guys really hate Bob. And all he's trying to do is make a living. I'm out there every day, Diane.
Bob's a playboy. We know the type.
So I sent you a little big one, Amanda.
Okay, so this is coming in from a listener. Okay. Dear big ones, I'm just a thirsty single man who follows too many models on Instagram. Sarah knows the type. A few months ago, one of them posted a story of her being abused by her boyfriend, a well-known photographer. In the video, she had locked herself in a room and you could hear him trying to bang down the door while calling her all kinds of slurs. It was shocking and scary. Recently, another model I follow began dating him. He seems to have a long history of abuse. It's hard to see how she wouldn't know about his reputation, both of them being a part of the same community. My gut says that I'm just some random jerk on Instagram and should mind my own business, but I also can't help but feel guilty for not sharing what I know. What would you do? Well, wait a minute. First of all, I think if you see a video like that on Instagram, I would report the video.
Yeah.
Right. Immediately. I don't know how that, right? Doesn't that violate some sort of like Instagram? I don't know. I would just think I would report that to Instagram. Yeah. Yeah.
But that being said, it's about knowing the fact that this guy has a past and not knowing this other girl, but knowing about this guy's past. Does he?
No. See,
what?
That's like, I feel like you could maybe do something, but I don't think that you should contact like anybody directly. You know what I mean? Like, if she's putting it out there, people are aware of it and it's getting reported. But do I think he should like directly intervene, like contact the new girl and tell her what he saw? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if the video, it's like, what's the harm if you feel like, just in case, you could, I guess, send a message. You're probably just not going to get a response.
You could send it anonymously. You could, like, make up an account that's just, I mean, there is something to, like, well, of course she may know, and of course, but maybe she doesn't. And, but then again, it's like, it's not your life, and it's not. God, I don't know. This is hard. I mean, I'm all for the, like, just get it out there. There's no harm in just saying, like, hey, just so you're aware, I remember seeing this video of this person. And
I mean, if that makes you feel better, fine. But I really think there's, like, a deeper issue here of, like, why are you following all these models and, like, getting invested in these situations? And maybe there's, like, a bigger... something larger going on here that's like following toxic people is sort of like getting you invested into toxic situations that have nothing to do with you.
God, how scary.
Yeah, I would say I think you just need to like reassess how you're using your social media.
Yeah, get away from there. It's too, you're looking into something. You're seeing people that you shouldn't be seeing. And those people shouldn't even be seen. And they should not have a platform.
Well, especially the guy who's abuser and is making his way through all of the Instagram models. Like, I mean, if anything, maybe you should like write a think piece about that guy. But I don't know really what you know other than that one video.
Well, you could do it from your perspective and you don't have to name him or anything. But it can be called like the man who watched through the windows of the internet. You know, my window,
like a rear window.
Window, the window I look through is not made of glass. Tis made of fiber optic, you know, whatever materials. And it is the screen is my how I look into the souls of those that I will never meet.
Maria,
I was sorry.
That Bob's monologue?
Yeah, finally I got it out. You two tried
to
Maria, stop me.
Maria, are you secretly a Instagram model, a glamour
it's
model?
It's no secret, Sarah.
Just it's all butt pics. It's all beach pics and butt pics and thigh gaps.
Beach butts and booze, baby. That's the three B's. Well, I hope, you know what? I think everyone just needs to get off Instagram and social media because just live your life. There's a nice girl that lives next door to you. And she's, you know, wears glasses, but the minute you take those off, you're going to see that she's more beautiful than all of these Instagram models.
Absolutely. Or just pick up a Playboy magazine for that type of stuff. Keep it on paper. Like,
keep it on paper, yeah.
Don't get yourself emotionally invested in like real people who also happen to be like just pictures of sexy butts. Like, are they a person? Are they a sexy butt? Don't get yourself confused.
Yeah.
Let them have their lives, and then you just stick to looking at pictures on paper.
Models
weren't
meant to.
You don't know what's happening.
Models were meant to stay the same, and that's you remember that movie with Tyra Banks. Life was is it called?
It's like Real Life Barbie or Growing Up or Big Up.
Tyra Banks with Lindsay Lohan movie. It was called like Life Size.
I don't
know. Yes, 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 yes.
I'm interested.
Oh
though.
My god! I mean, it's so good. It's Lindsay Lohan and Tyra Banks, and it's called Life Size, a 2000 American fantasy comedy television film. It follows the young girl whose Eve doll, like Barbie, is transformed into a living woman.
Oh, this looks incredible.
It is. It's really good. And she's like, you know, fish out of water because she's like, whoa, like she can't believe it.
Tyra Banks does look like a Barbie.
Yeah.
You know what? She looks cute even when she's being crazy and making crazy faces.
I know. She's so pretty.
Ugh.
Great body. Great face.
Rude.
Casey Stewart is a girl who is the quarterback of her school's 7th grade football team. Since her mother died 2 years ago, she has been avoiding her old friends and arguing with a boy on her team. Wanting to bring her mother back to life, Casey finds a book of magic with a section on resurrecting the dead.
At a local store.
A successful resurrection will become permanent unless it is undone before sunset on the fourth day after it begins.
Oh my god.
However, since the book was expensive, she left all the money she had on the shelf in a glass compartment, which is where the book was. Wait, what?
Okay.
So she shortchanged the bookkeeper? Like the book, not the bookkeeper, but the library man?
Yeah, or woman. Wow, so she tries to resurrect her mother, but instead she gets a Barbie.
Ooh.
Isn't that?
That's weird. That's weird.
But you guys, listen to this B story. During this time, tension builds between Casey and her father, who has been missing her football games while trying to secure a promotion in his law firm. The tension is further increased by his newfound attraction to Eve, which Casey resents as a betrayal to her late mother. So that's interesting because then the dad is falling in love with his daughter's toy.
Okay, this is not right.
But I think that twisted. Maybe Eve tells him, like, you know what? Like, maybe it's not time to be, you know, ogling your daughter's toys. Maybe it's time to be ogling your daughter's football games. It says Eve has been getting homesick. So I wonder what her home was like. I mean, I can't help but think it was just a plastic box. Well, anyway.
Well, okay, Sarah, this was really nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope I did you guys justice.
Oh, you're always perfect. It was great.
Thank you. I am always perfect.
She knows how to take a compliment, that's for sure.
Not embarrassed about that.
Well, Sarah, where can people find you and look at all your awesome creations and artworks?
Well, I mean, you know, you may want to find me, you may not want to find me. I'm at Soft Mess, which is SOFTESS.
SOFTMESS.
SOFTOMSASS. Okay,
Sarah.
Soft. You know, it's just the word
mad.
Soft.
Yeah, she's
and the
mad
word...
about these graduations because she barely made
I'm
it
mad.
Through.
I barely made it through. I had an affair with my tutor, okay? Didn't quite.
Amanda, is that true?
Of course. All the ones have affairs with their tutors.
And everything a Lund says is the truth.
Yeah.
I learned that the hard way. Well, okay, everyone follow Sarah at Soft Mess. She's got, and if you guys ever need a meat and cheese platter that looks like someone you love, she can do that.
Yeah, and they're good at that. I'm good at that. Anything edible, I can make it art.
And you guys can follow us at The Big Ones Pod on Twitter. You can email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. You can call us at
626-604-6262.
And thank you guys so much for listening to
The Big Ones.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.